This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The Burning Man Festival kicks off today, and I mention this because back in August of 1998, Google's co-founders went to that festival, and they changed the Google logo on Google's homepage when they were gone. They put a little Burning Man stick figure behind one of the O's in the company's name. Well, that was the first Google Doodle. Today, Google has a whole team of employees who design those images at the top of its homepage, commemorating birthdays, big events. Today's doodle was created by Sophia Foster Domino. She's a Google doodler, and she joins us now to talk about what her job entails. Hey there, Sophia.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So let's start with today's doodle. I opened it up. There's an African-American woman. It's an animation. She's hitting a tennis ball. What are we looking at here?
So this is a doodle celebrating Althea Gibson, who is one of the greatest tennis athletes of all time. Before I worked on the doodle, I didn't actually know about her. She's very well known in the tennis community, but not to the world at large. So I was really happy to be able to illustrate her playing tennis and sort of reintroduce her to the world, I guess.
So that begs the question, you know, where the ideas for these come from? You hadn't heard of her before. How did it come to be that you would do this doodle?
For the first several years that doodles were sort of an operation, we did doodles that I guess were more freebies, like, you know, Leonardo da Vinci or Einstein, people that, you know, everyone has heard of. As time has gone on, we have sort of wanted to broaden our reach. We know that in the course of history, certain people are not as well remembered as they should be. So we've sort of taken it upon ourselves to dig a little deeper, try and find people that have maybe fallen out of the spotlight and let them share the stage with these other, you know, famous individuals that we celebrate.
I think there'll be a lot of artists and illustrators listening, sort of wondering how you came to get this job. What's your background and how did you end up working for Google there in Mountain View?
So I went to the Rhode Island School of Design. I graduated in 2010 with a degree in illustration. And one of my coworkers now was a year ahead of me at RISD and came back for a portfolio review. And she liked my work then, and that's how I got recruited. But we have, you know, people from all over the country, people who have a history in the animation industry or in children's book illustration. I think that doodles unite people from very different artistic backgrounds because it's sort of a celebration of creative and scientific fields in general. So there's something for everyone.
What is it like to be an artist working for a big tech company? Was it a sort of seamless integration for you, or is it at times difficult?
It was a bit interesting. Tech employees, you know, are very data-driven, but I think the surprising thing I found after getting acclimated was that even software engineers who you think might be diametrically opposed to artists, they really take the same creative passion in their work that we do.
Let me just ask you lastly about the top secretness of these things. When I found out I was going to be doing this interview, there's an embargo on it. I wasn't allowed to tell anyone about it. You guys keep these under close wraps.
Yeah, because as I said, one of the main appeals of doodles is that they're a total surprise. You don't know what you'll see every day when you come to the homepage. It's sort of like a, you know, a secret present or like a surprise party. Some users have noticed that if it's your birthday and you're signed into Gmail, if you go to the Google homepage, you'll see a doodle just for you, just for your birthday.
I didn't know that.
Which has never failed to surprise and delight people. But yeah, we have a lot planned, but our plans change pretty regularly, which means it's also sometimes a surprise for us what we'll be doing in a few months. But that sort of excitement is part of what makes the job so fun.
Sophia Foster Domino is an illustrator based in San Francisco. She's also a Google doodler. Sophia, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.